Hello, hello, everyone. How y'all doing? It's your girl, the Goddess Queen. We are here for another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. Today, we are actually going to talk about health. Today, we're going to talk about how to change your health, okay? How to jumpstart change in your health. Here's the thing. Most of us are not healthy. Now, in the American world, in this Western society, we have grown up in a very unhealthy world, in a very unhealthy experience, where everything around us mostly are unhealthy, okay? Your choices are unhealthy. So it makes it hard for us to be able to actually make good choices. But here's one of the things. You can't make that a crutch. In life, you have to know that there are going to be some things that are hard. There are going to be some things that are easy. And there are going to be some things that are just plain doggone out difficult. Okay? What you have to understand is that it is your choice to make the decision about what experience you want to have with the universe. So knowing and understanding that, what experience do you want to have with your health? How do you see yourself in health? What is it that you would like to achieve with your health? What do you see yourself doing in the health world? How do you see yourself living health-wise? Truly ask yourself these questions. I think a lot of times we truly don't understand that we actually have a hand in our life and who we turn out to be. We're so set on the fact that who we are is who we are. Then we don't think that we could change at all. That we don't think that there are any things within us that we could grow from. And here's the thing. We're not trying to change anything in you. We're actually just trying to grow from things. And one of those things that you can grow from and that you can help change to help jumpstart a bunch of other positive things in your life is your health. Now, some may think that it is extremely difficult to change your health. I know in the Black community, one of the biggest things that we say is that you got big bone genes, okay? It run in your genes, the big bone, the fat, okay? Now, for some of us, some of these things, the body structures, yes, they do run in our genes. But when it comes down to what we put in that body, that is all up to us. That is all up to us. That's definitely something that we have to start thinking about as humans in this world. What we put in our vessel is important. And understanding that this vessel is important is the big thing. We are light beings, humans. We are light beings. We are light beings that are being transported through these vessels. Okay? So you could think about us as a light bulb. And we are the coil inside the light bulb. The actual human is the coil inside the light bulb. Okay? The glass on the outside of the light bulb is your vessel. Now, as a human, and just experiencing things in this world, you know how gentle and how fragile your vessel is. The human body is a very fragile structure. Okay? As interesting as and intriguing as it is and how strong it is in other areas, it is very weak and fragile in others. Which is why we look to find other ways or other places for us to live as humans, because we know at one point this earth is not going to sustain our human bodies anymore because of the fragileness of them. But when you think about a light bulb, you think about the fact that the light bulb transmits so much energy, and that energy is used to light the path and the way for so many other things, to the point that when that light is shown through, that light that's shown through can connect with other paths of light and can light up any areas of darkness. It can fold and bend around corners, and it can transform in different areas and be used. Because, you know, energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be transformed. And that's what light does. Light transforms its nature into other natures. So you have to think about that. And when we see light, when we take in the light, it's a different way that it's transformed itself for us to take it in. Okay? So if you think about us being the coil inside, right? You could think about a goal. If the average ordinary light bulb, the average ordinary 40 watt light bulb has a coil in the middle with the glass protecting covering, right? And they'll tell you that its life expectancy is not as long as the others. And that's one of the reasons why you like to go up in wattage, because they're brighter. That 40 watt is not as bright. It has a light, but it's not as bright, okay? Its protective coating, its glass is not as thick, okay? Its coil is not as strong. It doesn't last as long, okay? So when you're going and you're going to pick out a light bulb to help light your way, to help light your path, right? You try to choose the long-lasting light bulbs, right? Long-lasting light bulbs is what we need. We also have things called energy-saving light bulbs. That is the coup de grace. And if you want to talk about evolved in evolution and consciousness, I feel like the conscious humans are your energy-saving light bulbs. Conscious humans are your energy-saving light bulbs, because conscious humans have understood that we have a certain amount of power within us, right? And instead of our process being a coil on the inside, protected by a protective layer on the outside, we have transformed ourselves, evolved ourselves to where we have intertwined our energy with the protective coating. Most energy-saving light bulbs, right, are coiled, but the energy have some kind of coil on them, but the glass is coiled. There's a reason why that glass is coiled. The glass is coiled for the energy-saving aspects of things. Now, when you think about the energy-saving aspects of things, as humans, right, we have to learn how to transform our energy, taking our energy, holding it in, and transforming it into different ways. Once we understand how to take that energy and transform it into different ways to use it to our advantage, that's when we as humans evolve into a different level. Now, the energy-saving light bulb humans can last a lot longer, sometimes up to a year, sometimes some of these up to 2 years, okay? The protective coating is a lot more protected than that glass. It's wrapped in and it's intertwined into their protective coating, that energy, that coil. So that means that energy is flowing through all areas of that body, of that item. We think about humans as that as well. Once you understand your energy and get a hold on your energy, you can take that energy and transform it to where it is enwrapped in every aspect of your body and everything that you do. When you speak positivity into somebody's life, when you say good things about somebody, you are then taking positive energy and you are putting that positive energy into that person. You are speaking, as African Americans say, you are speaking life into them. You are speaking life into them, okay? Now, what that means is you are speaking life. You are speaking energy into their lives. Now, I can take this to a biblical standpoint as well, because when we take a look back into the biblical times, you can take a look and understand and know that they've always told you that when God spoke, things were done. God moves mountains with his voice and things of that nature. He can speak something and it is done with the snap. Humans, we can do that to an extent because we are made in the eye of our creator, correct? So we can do that to an extent because that's all we are here. We are little baby creators, right? We create things as well. And it's about what we put out here into this universe, which is what is important. Now, when we look at that energy that we have and that we store, we have to learn how to take it and use that positive energy for good. Because here's the thing. You can't be fueled by negative energy and still achieve things. A lot of people don't understand why bad people, right, end up doing so well sometimes, because they answer to somebody too. They have energy too that they're putting out, and they're giving their energy to as well. So yeah, there is something to that, but it's about what's given to them and what's taken away from them, and understanding how it's given to them and how it's taken away from them. When you do things out of positivity, out of love, it changes your intent and what you meant to do with it. It changes your experiences. When you understand that positivity and that light is to be shined through that darkness at all times, you change your experience with the universe. And that's what this is all about. Now, you can do this in some very, very, very simple ways. Okay? One of those very, very, very simple ways is getting your health together, as we're talking about, okay? Because your health and your energy go hand in hand, which is why we're talking about this vessel in the first place. You have got to understand the importance of your vessel and start feeding it things to help it produce more positive energy. Our body is made up of the majority of water. It is somewhere between 75 and I think like 85% water. That means the majority of the human body is made up of water. Definitely one of the things that you have to incorporate into your everyday life is water. Once you change your relationship with water and the water that you put into your body, you will notice an overall health change. You will start noticing things like your skin getting better, not being so dry and flaky. You'll start noticing things like your color of your skin getting richer and not as dull and dry. You will start noticing changes in your body. You may start having things like muscle spasms because your muscles are starting to understand that they have been shrinking by the lack of water. When you put water in your body, when you drink more water, you release those veins so that they can open up. That means that the blood can pump through your body better. That means that all areas of your body are getting circulation. That means that we are helping out with so many things. Now, from all the things that I have said, I know you can just think about so many health things that can be fixed by just changing your intake of water. If all of us did what we were supposed to do and actually had 8 glasses of water a day and actually changed our experience with water, think about that. Think about all the sicknesses that we can prevent or that we can help grow from. Okay, so after you've implemented more water into your life, another thing that you can do is regulate your sleep. Sleep is so important to your health. Okay? Sleep is one of the most important things to your health. You can eat and eat and eat all types of good stuff and blah, 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 blah. But if you have a bad sleep cycle, if you have a bad sleep experience and a bad experience with sleep and a bad relationship with sleep, you are not going to be healthy. Your body needs a certain amount of sleep to function. Your brain, okay, it reacts off of that. When you sleep, that is the food for your brain. Just as we fuel our bodies and our souls with food and water, we have to fuel our brain and give it back what it needs. It needs that time to sleep and be able to rebuild itself, to be able to clean itself out, to be able to get out the kinks, to be able to process information. A lot of stuff that we can't do while we're awake, our brain needs to do while we're asleep. And a lot of us hinder our brain from working for us the way that it needs to. Can't understand why we have so many problems in our life because we won't even just regulate our sleep. Regulate your sleep, people. Get yourself on a good sleep cycle. Give yourself ample amount of sleep. Anywhere between 5 and 8 hours of sleep is ample amount of sleep for the average normal human being. Some human beings need less amount of sleep. For some human beings, less amounts of sleep actually works better than normal amounts of sleep. So keep it between 5 and 8 hours. That's a very good range. Healthy amount of sleep. Make sure that you do it in all in one sitting. Breaking it up is a little bit hard. But also, for some of you all that work more strenuous schedules, input naps into your schedule. Input naps into your everyday life. Just as a child, when you were growing and you needed naps to help, you need naps as an adult to help with your everyday life and your everyday growth. That's something that we actually should have never taken out of our lives. It's nap time, because your body does need that time to reboot. So always think about that. Another thing that you can do to help your health, okay, to help make changes in your health, is implementing one clean eating day a week. One clean eating day a week in your life will help change your health. I know you're like, what is one clean eating? And what is clean eating? One clean eating day, you're going green, okay? So that is one completely green, healthy day where you drink water and only water. If you're not drinking water, you're drinking plant-based items, okay? You're eating and drinking only plant-based items. So implement one green, clean eating day into your life, okay? Start off with a salad in the morning, right? We're eating clean, right? So you can do something like have you some eggs, right? But have you some eggs and some spinach and maybe some asparagus, or maybe have a omelet with some green onions and regular bell peppers and just all the vegetables that you could think of. Dice them all up in there and throw them all in there. If you want to, play it simple, have you a smoothie. Get you some kale or some spinach, celery, broccoli, and mix it up. Beat it all up together and have you a smoothie. A smoothie is a good way to take in your green stuff and not have to actually eat green as well as your fruits, because, well, some people don't like the way they taste, and at least doing that gives you the ability to actually taste something different. You can add a little bit of sugar to it, you know, it's not going to taste as bad. So trying smoothies, try juicing it. It does make a difference. But yes, you can implement that one day, okay? For dinner or for lunch, have a salad for lunch. Chicken salad for lunch. Tuna salad for lunch. Any kind of salad, you know what I'm saying? For dinner, have you some green beans, some greens, like get you some good hearty vegetables. Make sure that plate is mostly vegetables, mostly veggies. Okay. One day out of the week, if you implement one green clean eating day, you will start to see the change in your health overall. You will start to notice your body changing and wanting to put those things into your life. A vegetarian diet can change your life. Now, vegetarians don't not eat meat at all. That's vegans. Most vegetarians still observe light forms of meat. They just eat a mostly plant-based diet. But going vegetarian can change your life, literally. One thing you want to make sure that you do, though, when you're going through these journeys is keeping your vitamins up, because you got to make sure that you keep your health into play. Got to make sure you keep your health into play. So make sure you're getting all of the proper nutrients that you need. So that's going to be your protein, your fiber, all of that. You're going to be needing your vitamin D, your vitamin C's. You're going to be needing all these things that you normally get from different forms of food, the crap that we eat every day. You're going to need to replace those. So it's going to need to be done, but it can be done. So I know I talked a lot, guys, but I just wanted to give you all an idea of understanding that you can make these changes in your life. It is not hard to do this. I'm one person that knows that, and I live my life by that. I actually have narcolepsy. It is actually a sleeping disorder that causes me to not sleep regularly. So on top of everyday life, I am sleep deprived on a normal basis. With that being said, I had to change my lifestyle. I learned about 5 to 6 years ago, probably about 7 years ago now, that I needed to change. Well, shoot, almost 10 years ago now. I needed to change my lifestyle. I needed to change my eating habits. I needed to change how I went about my everyday life so that I could live a better life for myself. I didn't want to be hyped up on medicine like everybody else that's taking these uppers and downers. And I wanted to put myself in a situation where I could live, where I could actually live a normal life. Yeah, I might have some disadvantages, some things that might set me back than others, but I can't let that be my downfall. There are tons of people out here with narcolepsy every day that do it. And it's all about changing your experience with food and your experience with the universe. One of the things that I did was I changed my eating habits. I don't eat as heavy as most people. I eat very light because heavy eating does what? Makes you sleepy. So I eat very light meals, and I eat multiple times a day, but I eat very light meals. One of the things as well that I did start implementing is my vegetarian lifestyle. Eating mostly a plant-based diet changes things so much because your body is working on and producing off of these plant-based things. And the fact that I'm not putting all of these heavy, heavy meats on my body that are depleting me and taking away from me is helping me out, actually. Give me more energy and focus that energy into better ways. Because I have narcolepsy with cataplexy. Narcolepsy with cataplexy means that I have a loss of sensation in my body where my muscles shut down and where sometimes I cannot move. And yes, this is involuntary, but it's not that bad. It is bad, but, you know, you have to think about the positives in life. You know, you have to understand that there are people living worse than you and that everything happens for a reason and understand what that is. So that's why I made my goal in life to show people what abundant living is and understanding that you can have an abundant experience in life and whatever you're experiencing in life. You can change that. And it all starts with you. So understand that no matter what, you can change your health. I don't care what it is that you have going on in your life. You can change your health experience. You can change your relationship with food. You can change your relationship with working out or being healthy. You can change it. You just have to go out there and do it, okay? So three things that we definitely want to remember and we want to think about, okay? We definitely have to think about our sleep. We definitely have to implement more water. More water into our lives. And we have to think about the food that we're putting into our body. Okay? Once we think about those things, we can really start making some changes into our health. I thank you all so much for joining me today for today's episode. I hope you all learned something in regards to health and some things that you can do to help change your relationship with, you know, health and just overall. So, subscribe, like, share. Somebody else is thinking about their health and wants to figure out ways about how to, you know, do a little better, you know, how to make a change in their health, actually. Something that they can actually see and benefit from. And these are some good steps to do it. So, again, I thank you all for joining me today. I love you all. Namaste. Ashe. Amen.